Abba, we bow down before you, your greatness, your might, your beauty, your majesty, your holiness. And we thank you for all that you do for us and have done for us, and for all that you have promised, and all that you will do because of your faithfulness, because that is your very name, faithful and true. Abba, we lift before you right now Marion, my Auntie Marion. Father, you know the fright that we go through when we're going through a passageway that is uncertain, unclear, that comes out of the blue. You see the fatigue that she has been having, and the deep concern that she and the entire family is having, and how she is winded when speaking. So we lift Marion up to you and ask for your mercies. We ask for clarity and revelation and accuracy of all the medical diagnoses, any treatments, or whatever they going forward, Father, that would be led by you and no other, Father, led by you and the love that you have for Marion. I'm going to pray Psalm 23, breaking it down before you, Lord, and asking for you to lead us. You, Lord, are our shepherd, and we shall not want, because your name, El Shaddai, is the sufficient one, the one who gives us everything and is everything. There is nothing beside you, Lord. You guide us and guard us and call us. He causes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. Lord, I pray for Marion that you would indeed, during all this turmoil, that you would give her that gentleness of your Holy Spirit falling on her, helping her to lie down, as it were, in green pastures beside your stilling waters, be with your calming voice, Lord, with your calming presence and your comfort that's even in your name, Lord God, that it would cover her and be a garment around her. He restores my soul, and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, Abba. We pray that you would revive her soul, strengthen her, strengthen Gene, Lord, because my Uncle Gene, because this is also on him now to help be caregiver throughout this ordeal, as he has his own health issues. We pray, Father, for the uplifting of their souls, that you would breathe new life in them, that you would cause them to find a rest in you that they have never known before. And even when I walk in the valley of darkness, this patch that seems like someone turned off the lights for a moment and I don't know where I'm at, Lord. But we're asked for that flash of lightning to come, just like when lightning through the night lights up a small patch so you can see where to put your next foot. Father, I pray for that for Marion and Jean. It says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, your authority, your justice, your goodness, your shepherd's heart, your shepherd's voice, your shepherd's presence, they will comfort me. And you will set a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. Even in the midst of this, Lord, you will set a table before them, because they have a place at your table, because you love them and they believe in you, Lord Jesus. You are their Messiah. Your work on the cross, they believe in that too. Get them into heaven, because it's not by our works, but by the work of the cross that you did and the gift that you have given. Lord, we pray that you would anoint their head with oil, with the oil of the Holy Spirit, the oil from heaven dripping down on them, till they would be filled to overflowing in spite of the situation. And Lord, may only goodness, your name, your presence, your very essence, and your chesed, your kindness, your loving kindness, may it pursue them, chase after them, envelop them, Lord, all the days of their life, and help them, Lord, so they will dwell in your house. They will worship you here, but they will dwell in all eternity in your house, Lord. You are Lord, faithful and true, and we thank you and pray, Father, for your hand in this entire situation. Please step in, Lord, with your healing, with your mercy, with your comfort. with the move of your supernatural presence. B'Shem Yeshua. In Jesus' name, amen.